Very obviously, if we look at the first reading and the Gospel, as we so often do with Scripture in the weekend liturgies, in the Mass, they are connected, and they're connected this week by what I'm going to call faith and courage. Now, firstly, in the Gospel, we have the Sadducees being mentioned. Now, the Sadducees came into the history of Israel at around about 162 BC, around about then. And they were primarily a priestly caste of individuals, and they took for themselves as their rule of law only that which is written in the Torah, the first five books. That's all that they adhered to. And therefore, they did not believe in the resurrection. And that's why they set that conversation, it's almost a trap there for Jesus. It's rather silly what they're saying in one sense, but in another sense, to the untrained ear and the untrained heart, people would say, well, yes, you know, who was she married to? And then Jesus very cleverly unpacks that without being arrogant, without being dismissive. He uses logic and he uses the history of the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And Abraham, Isaac and Jacob died a long, long time before Moses gave them the law, a long time. And that's why he's saying he is God of the living, not of the dead. And that's where the resurrection conversation starts to beef up a little bit. Now, the Pharisees, on the other hand, because you often hear us talking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the Pharisees, on the other hand, did believe in the resurrection. And it was a fairly new theology, if you like, by the time that Jesus started his ministry. It was accepted by many, but certainly not by all. And part of it would be because of the influence of the priestly caste, the Sadducees, and they are almost mocking the whole idea there. So I guess that's the first thing to remember, that even for Jesus' audience, the understanding of what the resurrection is, it was not plain sailing. And you may well be sitting here tonight, some of you, and saying, well, the resurrection, I don't know, I just kind of don't get it. Is it too big for me, my little brain, to take in? And that's a fair enough answer, I think, because most of the things, well, I should say nearly anything to do with God is so big that we can't take it in, because we are restricted to the things from our time and our place and our limitations, the physicality, if you like, of who we are in this place at this time. Whereas when we start talking about the resurrection, it is beyond our grasp to imagine how is it going to be. All of us have asked at some stage, I'm sure, I wonder what heaven's like. And then I've had sailors, when I was in the Navy, when we're having the scattering of ashes at sea, say to me, when it comes to our last breath and we believe in the resurrection, what happens to these guys? They've got no body because they only got ashes. What happens to them? And then I've had other people say to me, those who were beheaded by ISIS, as you remember in the last 10 years, that horrific experience, what happens to them? Is it only their head that gets resurrected, or is it sewn back on? What is it? And it's childish in one sense, but it just demonstrates that we really do struggle to grasp the mystery and the depth of what the resurrection is. And I think the best medicine that I can give you to help understand how the resurrection works is, firstly, it is connected, of course, to God. And you hear me say this all the time, and God is love. So the resurrection is actually about a relationship. Don't be thinking about headless people or ashes. It is about a relationship. That would be the first thing that I would say. Don't be thrown off because we're here on earth and we're trying to grasp the things that are beyond our grasping at the moment. Heaven. We know what earth is like, but we don't know what heaven is like. We have told that we are going to be in the presence of God. Okay? We are in this time, in this place, but here and now in this time, all of us are looking at watches. But when we talk about the resurrection, we are talking about eternity. We cannot fully grasp eternity because we are restricted so much by what's on our wrist and by how we run our lives. So earth and heaven beyond us. Time, I get, eternity, way beyond me. So don't feel as though you're the odd one out because you don't quite get it. But if you think about relationship, and then there are people, it even says in the second reading today, that not everybody receives faith. So some people can actually get it without the scientific proof. Faith and reason come together with the enormous mystery of things of heaven, things of eternity. And the other part, I think, for people that perhaps don't have faith is they see that when we've finished our life here on earth, there is nothing left. Whereas we, people of faith, we start to imagine infinity. It's the never-ending story, if you like, that I can't fully grasp. I'm on the journey. It's as though, in my view, while we're here now, we are suspended, if you like, between earth and heaven. We are suspended here between time and eternity. And we're suspended between nothingness and infinity. And that's overwhelming. But we get our strength, I suppose, of understanding by participating in a life that is full of things that I don't always understand. We are notorious, most of us, at wanting to complete things and have an answer to everything. But when we start to talk about the resurrection, it is well beyond us in understanding fully, because it is of the things of heaven. It is of the things of eternity, and it is of the things of infinity. We've not experienced that. We have been given a guarantee by Jesus himself and his experience in his own resurrection, that this is what we are called to. And our relationship with Jesus will determine what happens to us in heaven, what happens to us in eternity, and what happens to us with infinity. So that's what resurrection is. Please try not to think in terms of the physicalness. That's why the Sadducees' question was a bit silly, really. But it's not an unreasonable question for people who don't have any faith. And for the questions that are so big for us, Scripture says to us, have courage as well. May the Lord turn your hearts towards the love of God and the fortitude of Christ, the courage of Christ. Now, that last sentence in the second reading of St. Paul's to the Thessalonians is a major hook in understanding the mysteries that are far beyond us. I was talking to a friend of mine this afternoon, and I said to him, what do you think keeps a prisoner, because this is the weekend of where we focus on prisons and prisoners and those who care for them, what do you think keeps a prisoner alive in jail when he knows in his heart of hearts that he is innocent? What keeps him going? And I suspect, I don't know, but I suspect that it's probably something of a mix of this last sentence in the second reading. May the Lord turn your hearts towards the love of God and the fortitude, the courage of Christ, the strength and the courage. I put that question there about the prisoner, not just because of this weekend, but just recently, a man in the United States, was released after 30-something years in prison because DNA evidence had proved that he was not the perpetrator of the crime. Yet he spent all of that time in prison. And our prisons and our newspapers are full of stories of prisoners who can't handle it being in prison, and so the death in custody rate is horrendous. But something kept that fellow alive. He knew that he was innocent, though the legal system said otherwise. And I would like to think, I don't know, but I would like to think, and if it's of any help to you, that turning our heart towards the love of God, doing that, and then seeking the courage of Christ, that will get us through anything. Through any of the physical mysteries that are around us now, and the things of heaven, and the things of eternity, and the things of infinity. Faith is not given to everyone, but there is that old saying, and many school teachers would remember it, that faith is caught, not taught.